to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is May the 16th, 2022. Well, yesterday I was spending some time in the afternoon sitting under the pergola, reading a book, and enjoying the beautiful day. Just, you know, relaxing on a Sunday afternoon. I put down the book for a few moments and scrolled through social media. I was unaware of the tragedy which happened in Buffalo, New York. As I read the stories and I saw some of the people who lost their lives, I sat there heartbroken over those events. And I was angered when I heard that the shooter was a white supremacist and he drove so far just to target a black neighborhood. It's such a heartbreaking story. You know, this past week has been full of troubling information. From the war in Ukraine, to the leaking of the Supreme Court opinion, to the raging inflation, and so many other things have captured our attention. As a conservative Christian, I wonder how we can get to the place where we are. This week I've heard of suicides and heard of young people dying because of drug overdoses. Abusive husbands are in the news. Sexual immorality is now viewed as normal. And my heart breaks as I think of these things. When I think about all of that and I think about our culture at large, I ask myself, well, how do we get to this place? The answer is really easy. The children of Israel came to the same place in their history. Judges 21:25. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. So we get to this place because everyone wants to do what is right in their own eyes. Their own personal freedom, they want to have the right to express. And it gets us into the condition where everyone doing what is right in their own eyes and leads them apart from God, and we have the mess of a world like we have today. Also, yesterday evening, I went for a run just for some exercise, and I listened to a sermon from 1 Corinthians by Brother Todd Bryant, and in that he mentioned how the culture in Corinth was not much different from the culture of our day. So as I was on my run, I just thought about that statement. And I thought about, you know, in days gone by, it wasn't like that. Christians thought the wickedness of Corinth exceeded the wickedness of their day. I can remember in my own life thinking the same thought that, man, that wickedness and debauchery that went on in Corinth, that's not going on in our society. We'll never get that bad, will we? Now, today, the wickedness of our day equals the wickedness of that day. Yes, we have a few privileges because we have a freedom to worship, yet there's much wickedness in our society. So if I look at the sinful condition of our society, you know, our hearts can be burdened as we look at that. We can wonder, how much worse is it going to get? We can wonder, how much longer can the Lord continue to wait? But as we become burdened, as we look at the affairs of this world, let's remember that Jesus still saves. Let's remember that God is still on the throne. He will be faithful to his people. We can also look forward to the day when all the wrongs will be made right and Jesus will reign in righteousness. So don't be discouraged, dear Christian. Keep walking with Jesus. There's an eternal reward waiting for you for your faithfulness in walking with Christ. Lord, today we thank you for your faithfulness to your people. Lord, thank you that this world is not our home. Thank you that we can have hope because of Jesus. Encourage your people today to keep walking with you, putting you first, because there is a great reward waiting for them in the world to come in heaven. We thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, I trust you have a good week this week. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.